He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Stay focused is an understatement this week. Mitch Holthus brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I got a hammer in each pocket. Hell, I got a hammer in my hoodie pouch to throw down this weekend, man. It's really hard, Mitch, to stay focused right now.
Pace yourself, buddy. Coach Reed would say pace yourself. Pace yourself. We're 38 hours out, but yeah. And I'm getting ready to speak at a major convention at the Kansas City Convention Center, and you can just feel the buzz already in this place.
Oh, look at you at a major convention.
Yeah, how you doing?
Who's the convention?
Well, Coach K was here Wednesday night. It's Advisors XL, which is a big company that hatched. Three small-town Kansas guys started this amazing company that's now worldwide. But anyway, it's a great story. But still, everybody's just... The vibe and the undertone is like, wow, tomorrow is going to be a big deal. So it's like my son had a friend who ran 10,000 meters in Nebraska. And you'd go, you guys ever watched a 10,000 meter run?
I watched the 100 meter run.
No. So you're sitting there going, when's this over? It lasts like 30 minutes,
yeah.
Right? And you're like, when's this over? And then all of a sudden you're going, there's out of 35 laps or whatever, it's like three laps to go. And you're like, oh my gosh, now what's going to happen? Because you see all the runners like go to a different level. It's like a marathon kind of. Anyway, that's where we're at. We're really close to the eventual goal, incredible goal. So we're right here.
Yeah, and it's good that it's on Saturday for all of our sanity, I think, that we don't have to wait that extra day till Sunday. You know, like, let's go. Be the first game and kick this thing off and then sit back for the rest of the weekend. I like the time slot.
We might lose Dusty if it was on Sunday. He would be rolling down Shawnee Mission Parkway just doing somersaults.
There's no might. It would be.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, I'm with you. It's good that it's going to be Saturday at 3:30, and let's roll. It's really, I think, in my opinion, one of the more historic divisional playoff games in NFL history because of what's at stake. And there's always... Every playoff game, you sensed it last week in the wild card games, that the tide rises, right? It's a high tide, and everything gets faster, and Coach Reed talks about it all the time. But this game in specific has some unique elements to it that make it separated in some ways from other divisional playoff games for both teams.
How so? Like what's the history? Let's start with the Chiefs first and foremost. Obviously, the three-peat is the number one thing.
Yeah, that's where it... That's the crux of the matter, is you're dealing with something that's never been done. And if the Chiefs pull it off, it will transcend the NFL. It'll be one of the greatest feats in American sport history. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll have a feel of the 72 Dolphins to it. But for Houston guys, they came into being in 2002. They have never won in the divisional round. This is the biggest game tomorrow of the Houston Texan franchise's history. If they win... They go to the AFC Championship game for the first time ever. So they come in with a whole lot more on the line than a normal team would in a divisional playoff round. And we also know what's at stake for the Chiefs.
Yeah, obviously a ton at stake for Kansas City. And you know, there's a lot of legacy, though, to kind of sidebar this a little bit. There's a lot of legacy for Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson on Sunday in that game. I still think the biggest legacy thing is Patrick Mahomes winning that three-peat and cementing him as the greatest quarterback of all time. But there's a lot on the line for all the teams in the AFC.
Well, and we're getting close, though, too, to Andy Reid cementing himself. I know Belichick's got the six Super Bowls, but Andy's setting five behind Belichick in all-time playoff wins. Ooh. And Belichick in North Carolina is stuck in the mud. He ain't going to get any more coaching there. So coach can roll past him as well. But yes, for Buffalo and for Baltimore, they're also looking at their own destiny here, history, places they haven't gone. Baltimore's been there, but not with Lamar Jackson. And we know what Buffalo's history has been. So yeah, this weekend is just phenomenal.
Mitch, I love the analogy you gave us about how this Houston defensive line and the defense is kind of like playing a press team in basketball. And when you give this explanation, I will have a follow-up.
Thank you, Brad.
The Houston Texans' best way to win this game tomorrow has been their modus operandi for the season, and that is pressure, which leads to takeaways on defense. And then I think the most athletic secondary overall, nothing against our guys, but this is like a bunch of wide receivers playing DB. Lassiter's interception last week against the Chargers, it causes you to pause it and go back and look at it. It's a dynamic play. We know what their pass rushers are. We know that they're fourth in sacks, but they dumbed it down their last week 18, which convoluted their stats. But we also know Danielle Hunter led the league in pressures. But they don't just get pressure on the quarterback. They get sacks and strips and fumble recoveries. Think of last week. They torment Justin Herbert into four interceptions, but one of those is a pick six. Their four interceptions equaled 108 yards. And I've been saying special teams, they have a blocked punt and a blocked PAT for two. This is a team that wants to gamble. They also gave up the third most touchdowns in the league through the air this year. So think about those two stats in the fact that they're going to go for the interception. They're going to go for the steal in basketball, try to trap you in the backcourt. But any great basketball coach will teach their players, we want them to press us. Because if they press us and we break the press, we're going to go dunk at the other end. Mm. So you have to have a mindset to handle it. But this is a Houston team. It's the Gamblers with the old USFL team. But this team is the Houston Gamblers in the secondary in many ways because of the way they are, their aggressive nature.
Mitch, I want to bring this up, too, as we go from basketball to baseball. I talked about this earlier with the two running backs that spearhead this backfield for the Chiefs who have been rested, not rusty. They get to go into this game, cold environment, could be pretty windy, could be really, really chilly. If you have a lead going into the fourth quarter, that's when you bring in your seventh, eighth, and ninth in bullpen guys to just close the game and move on. You can do that very well with Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco back there, in my opinion.
Throw in P. Ryan. Exactly. Every conversation... Yeah. You've got HDH. You've got the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning guy. And that's what you've got with these guys. And they all bring something a little bit different. We know that Pop Pacheco's got the ability to hit a big run, 43-yard run. That's not necessarily Kareem Hunt, but Kareem Hunt helped save this team this year. Because mm-hmm. how many times was there second and four and third and one, and it wasn't second and 12? Because he's getting yards where it looked like he should have had a loss. And with P. Ryan, he's absolutely been a savior. And he has the capability of getting big plays in both the run game and the pass game. Remember the 41-yard touchdown against us?
That's right.
That completely changed the AFC Championship game when he was a Bengal in 2021. All three of those guys are factors, Dusty, when you look at what could be, probably will be the conditions for tomorrow's game.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan. And I think the other big question that people have this week, and I'm bewildered by it, but whatever, Andy Reid can do what he wants. The left tackle, Mitch, like, what do you think is going to take place there?
Okay, hear me out on this, and you're all going to think I'm dodging the question. But I'm not, from the standpoint, people ask, and yet they don't want to hear the answer. And the answer is Andy Reid's preparing for everything mm-hmm. and playing both of them. Okay?
Right.
Think of Andy Reid's ingenuity here. And this is somewhat of their approach all the time. I have seen in an OTA where they will put – I mean, Adam Teicher's had an awesome career. He's retiring. That was cool what Coach did for him yesterday.
Free burgers.
But there was one time – Teicher said, hey, the Chiefs have demoted Eric Fisher at left tackle. It was during an OTA or in the summertime. I'm like, no, that's just what they do. They try to train their guys to have two or three options ready to go. So that's what it sounds like, a wishy-washy answer. It's not.
Yeah.
It's reality. Coach Reed's getting ready for both of them. They both could play at the same time.
Yeah, they could.
And Tooney not at guard. Okay, mm-hmm. So just get ready for all of that. And so they're getting everybody ready.
Yeah, it's not a cop-out because, you know, I was doing some sniffing around this week, too, and, like, trying to figure out what's going to take place, and the response I got is, hey, we're good with whoever plays left tackle, right? Like, they feel good about both guys.
Yeah, and you hope Humphreys can hold up, right? If he's out there, even if it's 20, 30 snaps, then you're looking at elite pass rushers. Because I mentioned Danielle Hunter, but Will Anderson Jr.
Right.
was last year's Defensive Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. But they're middle guys. That's what Coach Reed has been kind of preaching about. And even he mentioned it in the game before, the game on December the 21st. And that was these middle guys aren't getting enough credit. The Danico Autrys of the world, who he blocks the PAT that ends up being the two-pointer for him. That's a big play. It changed the momentum of the game again. So there's a bunch of those guys, and defensively, and Hunter got their only sack in the game on December 21st on a Mike Blitz. So this is a team that's coming from all angles. I think D'Amico Ryans is a really good coach. I had forgotten. Coach had to remind me back on December 20th that he was with Coach the last year in Philadelphia. But I think D'Amico Ryans is really good, and they've done an excellent job psychologically of overcoming the injury to Tank Dell, which I think affected him the rest of our game on December 21 and crushed them for the Baltimore game. But now they're back. They got some confidence, and they're coming in here ready to roll, but so are the Chiefs. The Chiefs are ready for this game. And being around the guys this week, again, there's just a sense and electricity and excitement. I mean, they're ready to go and kick this baby off.
Mitch, I don't know if you're a big appetizer guy. They kind of give you a little taste, but they don't give you what the actual menu is. Week 16, 27-19 against Houston. They got a little bit of taste to what Arrowhead was, you know, later in the season, temperatures. That was just an appetizer of what today's or tomorrow's big menu item will be when they get to play against that ruckus crowd. The temperatures are going to be frigid. The wind's going to be howling, and C.J. Stroud gets to come into Arrowhead when it really, really matters, when the playoffs step up and you see a different version of Patrick Mahomes. I don't think that Week 16 game really showed them anything. I know that was like really the first time that the offense had kind of been back and moving forward with Hollywood Brown and so on and so forth. But like, you have to think that CJ Stroud, when he gets in this game, when he goes up against guys like Chris Jones and Omenihue and Karloftis, you get him off his spot. He's a great setback passer, gets back there on his spot, and he can pick you apart. But when you play in this crowd and this playoffs with that defensive line that's ready to go, that's rested, you got to think that get him off his rocker, he could get a little bit skeptical out there, a little sketchy, and that defense could really make him pay.
Although I'm a C.J. Stroud fan.
Big time.
He's already done. Last year he was the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win a playoff game. Now he's got 2 in 2 years. Justin Herbert is 41-40. He's ended his fifth year and no playoff wins.
Preach.
And this kid last week changed the game. Bad snap. It's 6-0 Chargers. Mm-hmm. The Texans really aren't breathing anything. And then he makes a play on the 34-yarder to the Iowa State kid, Hutchinson. Mm. Changed the game. All right, they get a touchdown, 7-6. Still up for grabs. What does he do? Overcome 2nd and 40 to lead a team to a field goal where every point is precious. But, Dusty, I'm with you. Now, one of the things Stroud has is a lightning quick release. Mm-hmm. The ball just comes out like a cannon. It's like he doesn't even move his arm. The best thing Patrick does is change arm angles and throw just in perfect accuracy. I was talking about this with Joey Wentz the other day. You know, the left-hander is with the Pirates now. He's been in the big leagues for, 8-9 years. But we were talking about arm angles and being accurate. We were talking about Mahomes. So Mahomes has the quick release as well. But, yes, you've got to – he got sacked unmercifully this year, Dusty. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud got hit, and sacked maybe 58 times and way more sacks than he took a year ago. And with a Omenihue and a fresh Chris Jones and a fresh Mike Dana and a fresh George Karloftis and a secondary that I wouldn't put far behind Houston's in their skill and ability, yes, you can attack this quarterback. And you can get after him and create situations getting behind the chains or create turnovers. He didn't have as good a year this year. And there's a lot of reasons. He had Nico Collins miss 5 games. He missed Tank Dell some games. Mm-hmm. He had Mixon out for some games. But the fact that Stroud is talented and has the ability to win this game is something you have to take into account. But weather, crowd, this defense, Spags, yeah, they're coming with flamethrowers.
All right, Mitch, a lot, as we lead up to this, it's rinse, repeat, recycle, these national talking heads. Oh, it's rust. It's all this nonsense that I've had to hear. And I think you're in the same boat with me. This is the lowest of low-hanging fruits when you see these people on national TV shows talking about rust in the Kansas City Chiefs. It's like they don't have any clue what has happened for the last 6 or 7 years here in Kansas City.
I'm mystified by it. You don't even have to be... It doesn't take much to research and go, oh, wow, okay. Every kind of weather, every layoffs, no layoffs, coaches, Coach Reed after a bye, what they did in 22 in this circumstance. what we've done, and it's just terrifying. You give a dude a Yeti microphone and a basement, and that's, and it may be a partial sponsor or some offshoot, you know, sponsor, and they're good to go. Except we're just getting caught with dribble like crazy. Especially if they're like, I'm going to give you gambling information brought to you by Gary's Gamblers.
Right.
And then they're like, what's he saying? And you're going, that's nonsense. Like, so to, hey, this is too much rest. This is too much rest. Where before they're going, you got to get the buy.
Right.
You got to get the buy. So it's mom meatloaf.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No doubt.
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! Ma! The meatloaf!
There's your last podcast from Billy Basement with his Yeti mic.
Mitch.
On Wedding Crashers. It drives me crazy. I'm like, what are these guys doing or thinking about?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I want to leave you with this and see if you have the same take that I did on this. The Chiefs released a graphic yesterday about the playoffs, and there were people featured on that graphic, and I looked at it and went, okay, he's now one of the pillars of this organization. It was Mahomes, it was Kelsey, it was Chris Jones, it was Andy Reid, and then it was Trent McDuffie on that graphic. The Chiefs don't do things on accident. I thought that was a very telling graphic by this organization, showing us, the fans, who they believe are like the four pillars of this organization from a player standpoint.
Yeah, and I think it's great when you look at two elite Pro Football Hall of Famers. Chris Jones is headed that way. And McDuffie's career, if it continues on this track, he'll also be in that discussion. I think he's way underrated by the league. And again, this is a Houston secondary that gets a lot of picks. Stingley is the only guy in the league that's had 5-plus picks 2 years in a row. I talked about Lassiter's ability. Eric Murray, the former Chief, with the pick six last week. But Trent McDuffie has got to be mentioned in the top three or four corners in the league. I'm putting him there with Sauce Gardner and Patrick Surtain II. I don't think he gets enough of that discussion from Billy Basement with the meatloaf and the Yeti mic. It's or even people that should know better. He's an absolute pillar, and it's also the dude that he is. If you're around that dude for 20 minutes, you're going, oh, my gosh, this guy could be president of the United States. He's an amazing human being, amazing human being. He's got incredible skills.
Yep.
And yes, he is a leader.
He is. He's fantastic. His parents are awesome. Everything about that kid is perfect. And he'll be a Chief for a long time.
He's been to Smith Center, Bob.
I know. I was with him.
Yeah. You're his bodyguard at Pooch's.
We were standing out looking at where the amphitheater is going to go in Smith Center. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, a little bit of culture shocked coming from the West Coast. He goes, I've never seen so much space.
But he gets it. He related to those people. You know what? He acted like he lived there every day of his life. Can I tell you a real quick story?
Yeah.
And stop me if I told you this, but one of the linebackers on the Smith Center football team was like the cute girl in school, right? She's the great athlete, but she's also like super cute. And he texted me and he said, can you get Trent McDuffie to ask her to homecoming for me? I go, no. Dude, I'm not going to ask Trent McDuffie to ask this girl to go to homecoming with you. But here's what happened. Trent McDuffie acted like, when he was there, acted like he was this kid's teammate. And that's, he would ask a teammate, right? You would ask Dusty, hey, can you ask the really good-looking girl to go to homecoming? But that was a compliment.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To Trent McDuffie more than anything else. I told McDuff that and he just started laughing. But that's the way he is. I love the kid, man. He's unreal. But his talent level and his ability to be one of the elite corners in this league is one of the more underrated parts of the NFL right now.
No doubt about it, Mitch. I know you don't have any rust, and you're real well-rested for this game on Saturday. Have a great call, and we'll talk to you next Friday as we talk, hopefully, about an AFC Championship game.
And about a billion storylines to this game. I mean, it's overwhelming when you look at all of it. For a divisional playoff game, man, there's just incredible storylines and excitement with this. So, yeah, let's go, buddy.
No doubt. Stay focused, Mitch.
Usually I have to get you to be focused. Now I got to tell you, just Coach Reed, peak at the right time, man. Don't peak too soon.
Yes, sir. Mitch Holtis, we appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Have fun, Mitch.
See you, boys.